live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Akila Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, the HSE has pledged that residents will be at the centre of discussions on a plan to decongregate Angrenan Court in Stranorlar. A South Donegal deputy has called for an end to Dáil constituencies being split among multiple counties. The Dáil, meanwhile, has been told that inshore fishers in Donegal and other coastal counties must get a greater share of quotas, particularly as they cannot at the moment fish for salmon. And the IHF says while the Easter season was a relatively positive one for the hotel and hospitality sector in Donegal, summer bookings still haven't returned to pre-pandemic levels. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport coming up with Oisin Kelly, followed by Nuked with Colm Ferrisher. First, though, the HSE has pledged that residents will be at the centre of discussions on a plan to decongregate Ardgrenan Court in Stranorlar. The HSE says the time to move on from congregated settings plan was published nationally, and the process locally will be a lengthy one that has engagement at every step of the way. Donal Kavanagh has more.
The HSE says the decongregation of Ardgrenan Court is at an early stage, and engagements will continue with residents at the centre of the decision-making process. A family engagement session took place on Tuesday of this week for the families of the 13 residents, with more discussions set to follow. In a statement today, the HSE says residents living in congregated settings are supported through the decongregation process by the multidisciplinary staff team, family members and other support persons. It's been confirmed that moves to new homes in the community for residents of Ardgrenan Court will take place over the coming years when engagement processes and plans are completed and new homes are procured and ready for occupancy in line with HICWA standards.
The Taoiseach says he would be uncomfortable making major changes to current legislation around abortion. Leo Varadkar says he campaigned for abortion in Ireland on the basis it was safe, legal and rare, and that safeguards were in place. It comes as a review of services here, which is expected to make recommendations of 70 legal and operational changes, is to be published next week. It includes a change to the 3-day waiting period for access to termination medication. Speaking earlier, the Taoiseach says he'd be reluctant to see significant changes made to the laws.
But certainly from my point of view, you know, as the Taoiseach who put the proposal to the people to repeal the 8th, who went out there and campaigned for a yes vote in the interest of women's health and giving women choice over what happens to their bodies, I did so on the basis that there were safeguards, that there were protections, that we would try to have a situation whereby abortion in Ireland was safe, legal and rare. And I would be reluctant and I would be uncomfortable to make any major changes to the legislation.
A South Donegal deputy has called for an end to Dáil constituencies being split among multiple counties. A boundary commission will redraw the constituencies this year, adding as many as 19 extra TDs to represent the increased population in Ireland. Deputy Mark McSharry, whose constituency covers Sligo, Leitrim and part of Donegal, has told his constituents in Donegal, including the towns of Ballyshannon and Bundoran, that he will represent them as best he can, but he believes that they will be better off with the rest of the county. Deputy McSharry wants an end to small bits of other counties being thrown in with bigger ones to make up the numbers.
We're not going to satisfy everybody, but I think that if you were to take one basic from my own submission, stop cutting pieces of counties off. Keep counties together. By all means, put two together if necessary. But I am seeking that this patchwork approach be permanently abandoned.
Health Minister Stephen Donnelly has today officially opened the new primary care centre in Donegal Town. The centre provides a range of services including podiatry, physiotherapy, dietetics, social work, occupational therapy and x-ray facilities. Mandy Doyle is head of primary care services in Donegal. She says the facility will help ensure that people receive services in their community and in many cases will no longer have to travel to the acute hospitals in Letterkenny or Sligo for treatment or consultations.
We aim to provide our services such as physiotherapy, dietetic, public health nursing, occupational therapy, our community medical services, our disability services, our mental health services, much more locally. And then many visiting services then, specialist services coming to Donegal town. And as you say, it's about that enabling the patient to have closer access to their care in the heart of their own community, and also then reducing the footfall to our acute hospitals. We've come a long way. However, we do acknowledge, you know, we still have more to do. And both, you know, Minister Donnelly and ourselves in the health service remain very committed to the delivery of that that safe, high quality service to our communities across the Donegal region.
We've seen recent openings in Buncrana, in Newton Cunningham, and others on the cards for the future as well.
That's right, and as they say, our job isn't done or finished by any means, and we will continue. As they say, we have more to do. Next week we're opening our X-ray community X-ray department in Letterkenny. We've already taken massive amounts of people who are on a waiting list for non-complex x-rays in our hospital in Letterkenny to the community, which again gives people more timely access, quicker reporting on their x-rays, and also GP referrals.
The Dáil has been told that inshore fishers in Donegal and other coastal counties must get a greater share of quotas, particularly as they cannot at the moment fish for salmon. Sinn Féin's marine spokesperson, Donegal Deputy Padraig McLaughlin, told Minister Charney McConlogue in the Dáil that they need more access to herring, mackerel and other species. Replying, Minister McConlogue said he is striving to be fair and is consulting with the inshore sector.
And right now, the allocation of mackerel and herring to the inshore sector is not enough. That's not fair. So it's a public resource, and you have a responsibility to make sure that you chair and referee discussions and make sure that what happens and what's left over is fair. And if you want to unite the industry, as we all do in Ireland, the best way to do that is to be fair to everybody in the industry.
Working together with the industry has been very important, and us all pushing the same boat. On the Northwest herring, I have recently launched a consultation actually on that to see about reviewing it, particularly with the inshore sector.
The Taoiseach just says a ban on TikTok on the devices of public officials is a precautionary move. The National Centre for Cybersecurity recommended the move earlier amid concerns about the Chinese app. Other governments have made similar moves with fears the app is being used for espionage. Taoiseach Micheál Martin says anyone with a government-issued phone or device will be asked to delete TikTok.
In respect of the potentiality in terms of the app, and dangers in terms of government data and so forth. So it's a precautionary move, and it's in respect of government devices where obviously, understandably, a lot of government data would be on.
The Irish Hotels Federation says while the Easter season was a relatively positive one for the hotel and hospitality sector in Donegal, summer bookings still haven't returned to pre-pandemic levels. Local spokesperson Paul Diver says the domestic market, however, remains strong. The international market, but still hasn't returned to 2019 levels. He says there is still, however, some positivity, particularly in terms of domestic tourism.
Speaking to colleagues around the county, you know, bookings aren't as strong as they would have been back pre-COVID in 2019. I suppose from a positive here in Donegal, we've got the Wild Atlantic Way. That worked well. You know, when the country was in lockdown, it brought a lot of domestic visitors to Donegal that were never here before. And a lot of that business is turning into repeat business, so hopefully we'll see them coming back this summer. But the thing about the domestic market, it's much later at booking. The overseas business would tend to book a couple of months in advance, whilst the domestic market a few weeks or even days when they book. Hopefully they'll come. The feedback that we're getting here in Donegal with the domestic market that we've had over the last couple of years is the value for money that they received. And they really feel that there's a huge amount of things to see and do in Donegal, and they get good value for money in hotels and restaurants and pubs. So that's positive.
One of the big hopes would have been that this would be the year we'll see the coach tours back, the major tours coming in from the US, from mainland Europe. We're seeing a certain amount of it, but from what you're saying, it perhaps isn't back to where it would have been 3, 4, 5 years ago.
It's certainly not back to where it was 3, 4, 5 years ago. But it's coming back gradually, and I suppose that's going to take a couple of years to build up. But speaking to some colleagues in the golf clubs, there seems to be quite a bit of demand from American golfers for this year, you know, especially in September and October. So hopefully the golf business might come back a bit quicker than the coach business.
An Armagh man has been jailed after pleading guilty to 162 sexual abuse offences. Thomas McKenna was sentenced to 16 years and he has been placed on the North Sex Offenders Register. Sean O'Regan reports.
62-year-old Thomas McKenna's offending spanned over a 30-year period from 1989 to 2018. It involved 23 male victims, ranging in age from 14 to 39. Mr. McKenna pleaded guilty to 162 sexual abuse offences, including serious sexual assault, indecent assault, voyeurism and possession of an indecent image of a child. The abuse took place at various locations in Crossmaglen, County Armagh, including at the local GAA club. He will be placed on the Sex Offenders Register indefinitely. The Police Service of Northern Ireland has commended the victims for coming forward and working with detectives. Detective Chief Inspector Kerry Brennan said Thomas McKenna was a respected and influential member of the Crossmaglen community who used his positions of trust to gain access to young males to carry out the litany of abuse. She added, he has caused long-lasting psychological damage to his victims and their families, and I've no doubt that learning of the severity of his offending today will ricochet through the Crossmaglen community. The victims in this case released a joint statement saying, we urge anyone else who has suffered similarly to take confidence from our journey and to reach out to the relevant authorities.
A man has been arrested in Derry today following a search of a property. The 41-year-old was arrested under the Terrorism Act in the Craigan area as part of an ongoing investigation into the activities of the new IRA. He's been taken to Musgrave Serious Crime Suite where he's been questioned by detectives. An orange fire danger warning has been extended. Donegal County Council and the Department of Agriculture is urging landowners and members of the public to take all necessary measures to prevent the occurrence of wildfires and report any unattended fires immediately. The notice was due to expire tomorrow but will now remain in place until 6 o'clock on Tuesday.
Be prepared for training and match day with kit and other essentials from all the top names at Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, sponsors of Sport on Highland. See michaelmurphysports.ie.
Time now for all the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Michaela. We start with Gaelic Games. The Donegal team has been named ahead of Sunday's Ulster Championship quarter-final with Down at Park Essler in Newry. Manager Aidan O'Rourke has made four changes from the defeat in Roscommon, with Keelan McColgan, Stephen McMenamin, Oisin Gallan and Dara O'Boyle returning and named in the first 15, while Michael Langan will have 18 on his back. Gallan is a major injury doubt for the tie, and it's expected Langan will get a starting berth. Luke McGlynn is also back in the senior fold after the Under-20 Championship, and he's amongst the substitutes. Down manager Conor Laverley has made three changes to his starting lineup for the clash from their last league outing against Offaly. Conor Poland, Sealam Doherty and Donagh McAleenan have been drafted back into the starting lineup for the Mourne County. Former Donegal star Colin McFadden knows it won't be easy, but is confident that Donegal have the ability to get through to the semi-final.
I suppose it's been a difficult couple of months there for Donegal and the senior team in particular, but you know, when I look at that Down game, I'm actually quite confident, and I have faith in the boys that they will get a result up there. I know, I suppose, Down under new management, they've made strides in the right direction this year as well, but I think our Donegal team, even though there are a couple of injuries and a couple of boys stepped away in that, they still have a good calibre of players throughout their panel, and I'd be confident they can go up to Down, although it will be really, really difficult. I still think they can get a result up there. I suppose just that wee bit of confidence and belief, and hopefully they have that in themselves that they can go up and get a result. But you know, I think when you look at Donegal, they still have massive men across the middle third, and I think when you have that in any team, you know, you can get a platform and kick out. You know, we talked about Tyrone there a wee minute ago that they couldn't get a foothold in the Monaghan kick out in that second half at all. Whilst I think Donegal can put pressure against any team on their kick out, and when you do that, you know, it can give you a foothold into a game. And you know, hopefully they believe in themselves and they back themselves and they do go up and get a result, because you know, I think I would really love to see them get a one up there, and I think everyone in Donegal would as well, just to deserve it. And you know, hopefully they stick together and they keep going at it.
That's Colin McFadden looking ahead to Donegal against Down at Park Essler in Newry this Sunday. And of course, that's the second game of a doubleheader. The Miners are starting at 12 o'clock as well, with the two counties facing each other in the second round of the group stage of the Minor Championship. So it's going to be a big afternoon, and we'll have that senior game live for you here in Highland, 2 o'clock start. Moving on to football, SSE Air Trusty League First Division. Finn Harps are on the road again and are making the long trip to Ferry Carrick Park to take on Wexford this evening. We'll have updates from that clash here on Highland with Liam Spratt as from the 7:45 kickoff. Harps will be hoping to build on last week's first home win of the season, and a victory for Dave Rogers' side would see them leapfrog Wexford and jump to sixth in the table. In the other games, table toppers Galway United go to Kerry FC as Cove Ramblers up against Treaty United, and Athlone Town are away to Waterford. Premier Division leaders Bohemians are on the road tonight as well. They're away to Drogheda United. Champion Shamrock Rovers go to Richmond Park to play St Pat's, while Derry City have Paddy McLaughlin in the dugout for the first time after being named as Rory Higgins' assistant manager yesterday. Derry are looking for a first win in four games as they go to Turner's Cross to play Cork City. Also tonight, Shelburne welcome Dundalk to Tolka Park. All the domestic games kick off at 7:45 in the League of Ireland. One game in the Irish League Premiership tonight, the champions Larne are hosting the former champions Linfield. Well, the showgrounds in Sligo is the venue for the FAI Intermediate Cup decider between Ulster Senior League Kingpins Cockhill Celtic and Munster Senior League side Rockmount. Rockmount are the holders and have won the competition four times. Cockhill will be seeking to become only the second Donegal club and the first from any shown to lift the trophy. Fannad United won the competition twice in the past. This trophy has eluded Cockhill in the past, but manager Gavin Cullen is confident about his side's ability and hopes to have a near full strength team for the match.
Look, I believe we can. It's look, Rockmount are a serious test for us. Cup final's on the day. We'll need a serious amount of luck. We'll need a lot of things to go our way. But look, I have a belief in the group. I have a belief in the players. I think they have a belief in themselves. And I think, I hope we go embrace the occasion, embrace the game, and do ourselves justice with a big travel and support as well. Hope we show them what we can do. And if we do, and if we do our jobs well, I'd be pretty confident that we'll do the job and lift the trophy at the end of the day.
That one also starts at 2 o'clock on Sunday, and there'll be a full live match commentary online or website, highlandradio.com, with Dermot Doherty and Anthony Gorman. And we'll also have some coverage on air in between the first and second half of the Donegal GA match, which will be live on air. So it's going to be a busy, busy Sunday afternoon. There's also a big game down in Trialloch. Fannad United are taking on Castlefin Celtic. A point or a win for Fannad, and they will win the Premier Division title in the Donegal League. It would be their first title in the Donegal League since the 1980-81 season. Fannad, of course, in recent years dropping down from the Ulster Senior League, but now they're on the verge of winning a Donegal League title. Chris Ashmore will be down at that game for us on Sunday. Arsenal boss Mikel Arteta says his team can't worry about Manchester City's ruthless form. The Gunners will move 7 points clear at the top of the Premier Division tonight should they beat bottom club Southampton at the Emirates Stadium. Kickoff is at 8 o'clock. The league leaders have drawn their last two matches, while City are unbeaten in their last 15 games in all competitions. Arteta says his players can only focus on what they can control.
We are not looking behind our shoulders. Again, is what we do is look forward, look in our lane and what can we do. And at the end of the day, after 7 games, you're going to have certain amount of points to be champions. And what you're going to have is with what you do every single day.
And just some other news from Cross Channel. Julian Nagelsmann has reportedly ruled himself out of the running for the Chelsea manager's job. Mauricio Pochettino was the new front runner to replace Graham Potter, with Vincent Kompany also in the mix. In snooker, Mark Allen is two frames away from a World Championship quarterfinal. The Ulster man won all 6 frames of the afternoon session to lead Mark Bingham by 11 frames to 3. On the other table, Ronnie O'Sullivan is 5-1 up on his bitter rival, Hassan Vaifa. Later, Luca Bercel needs just 4 frames from the evening session to beat Mark Williams. The Belgian leads 9-7, while Neil Robertson and Jack Jones are tied at 4 frames each. In the United Rugby Championship this evening, Ulster can secure second place. They play host to Edinburgh at the Kingspan Stadium in Belfast. That one gets underway at 7:30. More locally, there's an Ulster Junior Cup semi-final for City of Derry tomorrow as they host Enniskillen. In athletics, it's going to be a busy weekend in Dublin on Saturday and Sunday. The Irish University Championships are taking place in the capital tomorrow, and then the National Road Relays are in Raheny on Sunday morning. Finally, just back to Gaelic Games, the Donegal Hurling League continues this evening with four fixtures down for decision. St Ewan's play Dunloe, Setanta meet Burt, McCool's are up against Cairn Donagh, and Buncrana are playing Éire Ballyshannon. That's your sport, Michaela.
Thanks, Oisín. In weather now, dry and mostly clear with cloud developing tonight and patchy rain spreading overnight. Minimum temperatures of 4 to 8 degrees. The closing headlines this evening. The HSE has pledged that residents will be at the centre of discussions on a plan to decongregate Arguinian Court in Stranorlar. The HSE says the time to move on from congregated settings plan was published nationally and the process locally will be a lengthy one that has engagement at every step of the way. A South Donegal deputy has called for an end to Dáil constituencies being split along multiple counties. A boundary commission will redraw the constituencies this year, adding as many as 19 extra TDs to represent the increased population in Ireland. The Dáil has been told that inshore fishers in Donegal and other coastal counties must get a greater share of quotas, particularly as they cannot at the moment fish for salmon. Sinn Féin's marine spokesperson is Donegal Deputy Padraig McLaughlin. He told Minister Charney McConlough that they need more access to herring, mackerel and other species. And an orange fire danger warning has been extended. Donegal County Council and the Department of Agriculture is urging landowners and members of the public to take all necessary measures to prevent the occurrence of wildfires and report any unattended fires immediately. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. Coming up next is Nuix with Colm Ferrisher, and we'll be back with an update at 6 o'clock. Good evening.
Sé war mahasa Colm Ferrisher and Charlene na príomh scéalta. Falsiú tarastal bliantúil an commissioner a teanga in ye. Curtur sias an ervedu do chud art was a hen fuin gaedar lian na gorli a togu da colachti a phobli an fihi fias da. Gertur fasta gur as balia ha clia id ein cafru dan as sé caed garan a fuar an afig le lian na bliana. Fi planol a tihi octa sa gaeltacht agus creeltaracht an gheiriga. A mask na mór áwar farahain i gaihib na bliana. A gólcaid vronta a comórtas náisiúnta a glór na gael an ostan cahar ar wehe i ha haharn branu an príf rúisar an a díf padraig dór comáil as an cédáid sa ránog cosant, cóhíl, airacht agus spiradaltacht. Branu an tegil cáiste as far o hiúf cúrsi slantidja tógra fentar agus cáltar alú atá lonithe a maithar a rorti, agus gradam stát agus gnó líonra leitir cenan. Boránú dúis speciálta an chórlia chondé húnanál an chránóg na deribaga comáid. Bránú mór húsina eile an cáltar lan í cenan é nere agus cáiste farbarha cairn tóthar as dera comáid, agus an drahaid atá lonithe a mél firstja. A mask duishina ella. Branu an gradam special to gradam glor nigel a ronan maki wi as an veg to genta ege on a nohoji a laich son na changa. Duis kishtit da lua orto mille euro in the omlanya a branu egan okaj vliantul glor nigel. Kosti fobble agus common trio level. Mar ahantas an ober a yenanshid lishin geliga an yartu agus avuanu. Ba iad crinn cruhi iaha as pobl sgolgi dôr, a wui an dŵis as an margiocht ab ar, as a targa da ari tis a iantar as awr a chursolcha ag comortis an nasiunta da intria oga geltacta in ye. Rachta dean udras na geltacta an comortis go bliantul igor le Junior Achievement Ireland le takiocht o vantori gro geltacta agus múnsori sna skolan a gealtagta. Sin mchodse eligal eir slan agus banacht.
The obituary notices for this Friday evening, April the 21st. The death has taken place of Thomas McGuinness, 23 5-acre Strabane, reposing at his home. Fiona leaving his home on Sunday morning at 10 o'clock for Mass in St Mary's Church, Melmount at 10:30, interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to the Alzheimer's Society, care of Quigley Funeral Directors. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. until 11 a.m. The Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. The death has taken place of Teresa Nichols, Cherry Avenue, Carndonagh, and formerly McLaughlin, Gordon O'Coole, Carndonagh. Teresa's remains will repose at her home from 7:30 this evening. Funeral from her home at 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon for 2 o'clock funeral mass in St Mary's Church, Lagmallon, followed by burial in the adjoining cemetery. The death has occurred of Mary Duffy, née Gallagher, Gortna Corr, Port Salon, Donegal. Remains reposing at her late residence. Removal from there at 11:30 on Sunday morning, arriving at St Columba's Church, Mass Mount, for 12 noon Requiem Mass, followed by burial in the adjoining graveyard. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the St Mary's Fan of Volte and St Columba's Mass Mount Facebook page. Rosary both nights at 8 o'clock. The death has taken place of Elaine Gowdy, née Gillespie, Carrick of Dawson, Raphoe. Her remains are reposing at her home. Funeral leaving from there on Sunday afternoon at 2:15 for 3 o'clock funeral service in St Junan's Cathedral, Raphoe, followed by burial afterwards in the family plot in the adjoining graveyard. Family time, please, on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, donations in lieu to St Junan's Cathedral Church funds, care of any family member or Terence McClintock Funeral Director. The death has occurred of Patsy Quinn, Cavan Hill, Lifford. His remains are reposing at his home until 9 o'clock tonight. Funeral leaving from there tomorrow morning at 10:30 for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in St Patrick's Church, Murlock, Lifford, followed by burial in the family plot in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, on the morning of the funeral. The death has taken place of Hughie Sweeney, the Farragans, Drumkeen. Hughie's remains are reposing at his late residence today until 10 o'clock and tomorrow from 12 noon until 10 o'clock, with rosary both evenings at 9 o'clock. Funeral from there on Sunday afternoon at 2:45, going to St Patrick's Church, Drumkeen via Stralongford for Requiem Mass at 2:30, which can be viewed on Craig's Media Facebook page. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of flowers, if desired, to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member. The death has occurred of Johnny Patton, Glebe Hollow, Stranorler, reposing at the home of his son Mark Patton, Mullina Chose, Ballybuffet. Funeral leaving from there on Sunday morning at 10:15 for Requiem Mass in the Church of Mary Immaculate Stranorler at 11 o'clock. Interment afterwards in Drumbo Cemetery. Rosary each night at 9 o'clock. The Requiem Mass will be streamed live on churchservices.tv. The death has occurred of Rachel Connolly, 1 Ballymagan, Buncrana, reposing at her home today until 8 o'clock and tomorrow from 1 o'clock until 8 o'clock. Wake is strictly private to family and close friends only and on the morning of the funeral. Removal on Sunday morning at 10:15 to St Mary's Church, Coghill, for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Rachel's Requiem Mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desire to Jigsaw Ireland, care of any family member or Murphy Funeral Directors. The death has taken place of Rosaline Clark, née Doherty, 3 Barn Isle Road, Kevinsfort, Sligo, reposing at her home at 3 Barn Isle Road, Kevinsfort, Sligo, today until 7 o'clock. Mass of the Resurrection will be celebrated tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock in St Murdoch's Cathedral, Ballina, Mayo, which can be viewed on the parish live stream. Burial afterwards in League Cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desire to Alzheimer's Day Centre, Ahamore, Sligo, via Feely's Funeral Directors. The death has taken place of Desi Graham, 130 Lisnafin Park, Strabane. Remains reposing at his home. Funeral leaving his home on Sunday morning at 9:20 for Mass in the Church of the Immaculate Conception, Strabane at 10:00. Interment afterwards in Strabane Cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to Marie Curie, care of Quigley Funeral Directors. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. until 10 a.m. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. The death has taken place of Emer Jean Hegarty, the Swallows, Pillar Park, Buncrana. Emer's remains are reposing at her late residence. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10:15, travelling to St Mary's Church, Cockhill, for 11:00 Requiem Mass with burial in the adjoining cemetery. Donations, if desired, to the Donegal Hospice, care of Porter Funeral Directors. House private from 11:00 tonight. And the death has taken place of William O'Neill, 17 Drummony Road, Burndennet. Remains reposing at his home. Funeral leaving his home tomorrow morning at 10:30 for Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Clonchore at 11:00. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to St Mary's Church, Clonchore Restoration Fund, care of Quigley Funeral Directors. Family time, please, from 10:00 tonight. For more details, including any family health guidelines for wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.